Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com. What's up, guys? It's Tori.
And I'm Anissa, and this is MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Yes, and today we have Sylvia Elsrode on the podcast, and we haven't seen her on our screens since Final Reckoning, so I cannot wait to talk to her.
Yes, and she is dominating All Stars 3, so let's hear what Sylvia has to say in this interview.
All right, guys, we are so excited because today I think we have one of the most underrated players of the Challenge ever. This person has done 4 seasons. She's done Invasion of the Champs, Vendettas, Final Reckoning, and now All Stars 3. Welcome, Sylvia Elsrode.
I'll clap because I know nobody else will.
I just clapped.
Oh, thank you.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. Thank you guys for having me on. I'm very nervous. I don't like doing this stuff, so here I am.
It's crazy because you sell homes, so you're always around new people and having conversations with them.
Right.
And then
right.
You go on TV. You've wrestled girls. You've ran finals. You're winning challenges, but you don't like interviews
people.
On podcasts.
People.
Oh, people in general. Okay, I get it. I totally get that. All right.
Yep.
So you're really good at faking the people thing.
I really am. I'm really good at putting on this big face. And then, that there's that meme that, you're out in person and you're in like full skin uniform and then you come home and it's just like this zombie. That's me. Like, that's an actual depiction of me and how I live my everyday life.
Cannot wait to get back home.
I get it. I get it. But, it's nice that you have, or at least you've established this comfort within the game already. You have the treehouse. And it's so important to, have people that you trust in this game.
Well, beep, beep, beep. I mean, I don't trust everyone.
But to work, it's nice to have people to work with.
Yes. I don't know how I managed to do it, but I somehow managed to always fall in with a group of people that really work closely together. And they take it, take me under their little baby wing. And I just managed to find the good clicks.
I don't think you need to be under anyone's wing. I mean, I've seen you wrestle.
Yes.
I've seen you run a final that I think maybe you should have won.
Me too.
And you did.
I tell Ashley to her face. She knows it.
I know, and I, always have been a big Joss fan. I think you guys worked really well together. I think you've always held your own. And I do think there is a bit of an underdog in there where, people look at us and they're like, yeah, these girls can't do shit. And then you get in there and you kick ass.
I definitely think the whole body image thing is a big key factor. And I think that people, when they look at us, Anissa, they just kind of, because Tori, you look, you look muscly and all that. But Anissa, I feel like we have relatively the same kind of body.
What do you mean?
No, I'm just saying, we have the same kind
I'm just kidding.
Bodies,
no, I get, yeah.
Like. And I feel like when people look at us, they definitely think, oh, yeah, those girls can't do shit. When in actuality, we're pretty tough.
Listen, bitch, mass moves mass.
Both of you have beaten me in elimination, so we're just going to move past the
weight. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Sylvia. I'd like to hear about
we're
this.
We're just
going to...
Yeah.
To be fair, Tori had one of the most worthless partners out there. She's a great guy.
No.
Great guy, but, did not help really all.
Listen,
I'm going to have to go back and watch this.
I think what it comes down to, and let's focus on some important strategies. Actually, let's just focus on strategy because that's, I think, Sylvia, what sets you apart. You have an incredible, and you always do. Did you not win the first challenge this season? Was that you?
That was me.
Okay. And then you also won this one. So you always have a way. You're not an underdog. I find you, not in a threatening way, but I find you as a really great competitor. And it's interesting.
Not as a threat. You're good.
I'm threatened by you. I'm threatened by you.
You're a solid
I don't know if that's a compliment.
I was trying to compliment.
You're all right. You're good. You don't scare me.
Average player, I'd say. Not average.
Well, I just want to know why you consider yourself average. Because I just think you have a different perception of yourself.
I do. I think that, well, I mean, I think you get told something so many times, you start to believe it. You know what I mean? You get told, I hate to say it, but yeah, as much as you try to ignore all the trolls on the internet, at the end of the day, words cut. You know?
Yeah.
And as much as I can look at myself in the mirror and say, I am genuinely a good person. I'm genuinely a strong-minded, strong-willed woman. I mean, fuck, I mean, I got a 13-year-old stepson, and holy hell, if y'all think that life is hard, have a teenage stepchild.
I have so many stepkids. They're all on the show with me. I feel like they're all my children. I just don't have the clothes on.
I just think it's always been the underdog in everything. I think in every aspect of my life. And I think that's what drives me to do what I do and succeed the way I do, is because I've always been counted out. Hell, even, I hate to say it, I love my closest friends. I've got a solid handful of them. But when I first got into real estate 4 years ago, they were like, well, how are you going to succeed? Everybody's a real estate agent. Okay, one, thanks for the confidence. But two, not everybody's me. So,
Right. I love that.
I think it's also proving people wrong is like a big, big thing.
Yeah.
So it's like the more they doubt you, I mean, some of us are fueled on that. I feel like you might be one of those people like, oh, you doubt? All right, cool. You don't think I could do this? I'm going to show you. And not only am I going to do it, I'm going to actually win. Right. You know, I'm going to beat your ass while I do this. Yeah. I love that about you.
And so, you know, obviously you're crushing this season and you have Kayla by your side. And that's really cool because you guys are close. Right? Outside of the game, too.
Outside of the game, yeah. I mean, close within the realm of reality TV. You know, I love Kayla. We had a rough go around our very first season on Invasions, but then I think we came back, and I can't remember, but we worked so well together. And I think the one thing I genuinely love about Kayla is I know that she's not going to stab me in the back until, you know what I mean? And even I think if I were to run a final with her, I don't think she'd ever stab me. And I don't think she would. I really don't. I think she is genuinely one of the most kind-hearted, truthful, and honest people I know.
She's very loyal.
Right, and loyal. And I love that because that's very much how I am. Like, I don't want to be that person. So, well, and I just hate making decisions in general. So it's really nice to have somebody that does that for me.
I think we all need a Kayla. Tori, right, did you hear that? Sylvia. Start making some decisions, baby. Yeah.
Nope, I'm with Sylvia on this one.
I just
perfect,
hate it.
So I will. All right.
Hits start leaking. It's not my spot.
It's not for me. And so she actually, oh my gosh, she would yell at me. She's like, you need to be out here. You need to be talking to people. I'm like, I just don't care.
Oh,
I don't want to talk about the game. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I know. It's stressful.
I get it.
So did you guys talk before the season and say like, hey, we're doing this together?
Girls, listen. I went out there for a 2-week vacation. Managed to get pulled onto this damn cast. So no, we didn't talk before the season.
Oh my God, I showed up.
I love that.
With the intention of like, oh, Panama, great. I'm gonna get a nice tan, drink a little umbrella drink on the beach, and then go home in 10 days. That was my plan.
What show did you think you were doing Love Island?
No, I was on as a backup, or what is it?
Oh, you were an alternate.
Yeah.
So you didn't think you were actually gonna make it.
You got them old bodies in there. You know, one of them might break.
Oh God,
I'm just kidding. Everybody actually does well on that show. I mean, everybody's in great shape.
No, I know, which puts my 33-year-old self to shame. I'm like, fuck, girl, you got to get the gym. So I've been hitting the gym now just in case, because I don't want to be caught off guard anymore. I saw myself on the first interview. I was like, why? Oh God, why would you do that?
Be nice to yourself. You're out there crushing it, you know?
We do no negative self-talk on this podcast as well.
Yeah.
It also helps us not to talk shit about our bodies, too.
I love that.
I'm interested because, so obviously you were an alternate. You just told us. You get thrown onto the cast, and all of a sudden it's this whirlwind of an experience. What was your mindset going into the game? Were you like, you know what, whatever happens, happens? Did you try to strategize quickly? No.
I don't have a strategy.
I think you guys need to team up.
I was like, okay, cool. Kayla's here. Thank God. Because I felt like going in as a rookie again. I truly felt like it was my rookie season all over again. Yep. All these people have friendships or have known each other in the past. And I look over and I see Kayla. I'm like, yes, at least Kayla's here. I see Veronica. I'm like, okay, one more face that I know. Right. Jemmy, okay, here we go. Another one. But then again, like, I really don't know ever where I stand with Jemmy's or the Veronica's, just because they have all the other castmates that they've done stuff with. So truthfully, the only person I really had that solid, like, okay, I know I worked with Caleb before. I know that this person I trust, this is going to be my person.
Mm-hmm. Were you called for All-Stars 1 or 2?
No.
Okay. So they were just like, hey, come on this one. And you were like, okay, I'll think about it. Umbrella drink. And then all of a sudden you're in a mud pit.
I thought about it. But no. And actually, I said no at first. Because, you know, I've got my son, you know, my future husband, and it's just like one of those things that I've got a family here now. So the times are different for me. It's not one of those things that I can just up and leave. I mean, I've got school runs, football practices, like all that.
Mommy still.
Right. Aww. Like I've got like a full blown life here. Like it's not like 20-year-old Sylvia who could just pick up on a whim. Hey, somebody come watch my dogs. No, I've got to find somebody that's going to take Leo. I've got to find somebody that's going to be able to take him to the practices. We could take him from school. School starts at 6:50. Like shit happened, you know,
more power and, to you.
Yeah. So it was one of those.
Like you have two full-time jobs and then you leave those to come on here. So as an alternate, you get thrown in. Right. Are you like, you know what? I'm just going to go all out now for my family.
It was one of those things that I was just like, fuck, if I can win this, pay off our house, hell to the, that would be fantastic. So it's one of those things, like, it's not as long as the flagship, which I think was phenomenal. I think 5 weeks is more than enough time to be with, I mean, you guys know.
You guys know. In any capacity. Yeah. I love Tori. Right. I wouldn't be on vacation with her for 5 weeks. Somebody would have to go.
Shit. Yeah. Sometimes I try to kick my man and my son. I'm like, hey, y'all need to go somewhere. Today's
for me. And that's just like a random Wednesday.
Yeah, like I need a bottle or two and I need y'all to go.
100%. Yeah, dude. I mean, it is wild being in there and then like the game starts to take over and then you can kind of get invested in it. So obviously you have this incredible life back home and we're so happy for you, but now you kind of have to like not detach from it, but enter into this game. And now here you are, middle of the season. You just won. You have all this power. The game has changed completely. What was it like in this moment when you won this challenge, this daily challenge?
This was a shit show for one, guys, because this wasn't even the game plan for me to win. I just wanted to make sure that everybody from the other room was out. Mm-hmm. I don't want the power. I need y'all to know. I don't want the power. And I laugh when the people are like, oh, of course, you only want to skate through. You want to screw it through. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I want to skate through. I don't want to burn bridges. I don't want to do that. When I have to do it in the final, I can do it in the final. That's fine. But do I want to do that now? No.
Yeah.
Why work harder? I want to work smarter. I did not want that power. And so when they're sitting over there and Mark's like, yes, we got it. I'm like, fuck me. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
So, I mean, a lot's going on, though. You just lost Jemmy, and then you lose Tina. Well, you lose Tina and Jemmy within, like, hours of each other. And then your girl Veronica gets sent into elimination. Then she doesn't have to go in. I mean, there's so many things that are going on. And then all these ladies leave. You show up at a next challenge, and then Beth comes. You seem really excited when she's trying to pick rooms. How did you feel about that?
So here's the deal. Like everybody was like, you guys form your own opinions. You guys make your own choices. I was pissed off at Beth from the challenge prior because she came in and fucked up our entire plan. Like Kayla and I had a foolproof plan and would have executed perfectly had she not just quit that challenge that she came in on. It would have been perfect. And then she fucked that up. Then she comes in, she's giving everybody these evil looks. And Anissa, so you've played the game with her before?
I've played a couple games.
Okay. So, you know, she just stares at you awkwardly. Like she just looks, she gives you these looks with this very creepy smile on her face. It's like the most uncomfortable situation you could ever be put in. And you're just like, I don't know what to do. Do I smile back? Do I look away? Like, I don't know what to do.
Is it like a look like she's like analyzing you? Is that what it looks like?
No, she's just like, wish you could see me. I wish you could, but it's like this look. Like, okay. she's just trying to.
I think All Stars 1 was a little different because we all really supported each other. I think because there's so many new people coming back in. It was a very different show. Mm-hmm. I think coming in after injuries and whatever, I would be a little bit guarded. But I don't know. I mean.
Well, okay. Be guarded, but not throw around nasty rumors, though, right?
Oh, no.
Like, not,
I mean,
say nasty ass shit.
One thing I will say, I don't want to tip my, I'm going to tip my hat to Johnny real quick. He always used to say, don't ever bring personal shit up. We're playing a fucking game. You know? Whether things are true or not. It's just like, you don't talk about someone's sister, someone's someone's family, someone's whatever. Things that are damaging. Right. It's one thing to be like, yo, you're a fucking bitch and I don't like you and I never want to see you again. And I hope I could take you into elimination and bust your ass. And then you never come back to this show. Bye. And I hope you never have a hard bowel movement ever again.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's just evil, Anissa. That's just hurtful.
But, you know, there's a difference in that than things that are that damaging or that mean or with the intent of hurting somebody.
Families where kids are involved. Like, come on, Miss Lady, you're 50-something. You know how damaging that something like that would be. Like, come on. You don't do that.
I just wanted her to say it to her face when she came over, like, I heard my name. That's all I wanted. I just wanted it to be really real. Like, I actually said this about you, and this is why I don't trust you. I would have enjoyed
that. I give John A. a lot of credit. I give John A. a lot of credit because it's like, first of all, John A. is really, really sweet. At least I met her a few times, but she comes off as a really, really sweet person. But she really steps up for herself in this moment. And
she does.
Throws herself in elimination, which obviously must have been great.
Volunteers as tribute. Oh, yeah.
She's a triple OG for this. My little sister is a fucking animal. And that's how you do it. That's the best revenge.
Like, shout out to John Nay. You took the heat for me. Like, that was so great. But no, Tori, yes. At first, I was confused. I was like, I don't know if I can trust her. She's way too nice. Like, you just don't meet people like this. Like,
she's really
sweet. If you're that nice, I don't know if I can trust her.
No, she's nice, but she's so smart. And I feel like it took a long time for her to get her challenge wings and know how to play this game.
She has come into her element. The girl has got it.
Yeah, she really. And I wouldn't, if you would have asked me years ago, I would have been like, no, we just come and we have fun and we drink and whatever. And, you know, and then she had a boyfriend and whatever. And that was it. But I'm so proud of what's happened. But
she's incredible.
But this game.
Truly so kind.
This game is so different now. You literally went from what, 6 in the authority to 2?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Do you see people starting to act different now?
Oh, well, Veronica said it right. Everybody's in self-preservation right now. So everybody's trying to save their own asses. And so this is something that really sucked for me because obviously I want to save my own ass and I don't want to burn any bridges, right? I also feel this need to also want to protect Kayla. So like, this is where it gets tough for me is I know that I feel like I can trust Kayla, but at the end of the day, if she were in the authority, would she go out of her way to make sure that I wasn't selected, you know, but that's just the game. That's the name of the game. And now we're at a point where it's yourself or other people, you know, and that's always been my downfall is I want to save everybody.
Totally.
But I can't.
I like this call out game, though, because it really does help to not put too many people from the same alliance in the elimination. Like, it evens the playing field because, like, we get to see these matches. And then with Wes and Yes, like, that was crazy because obviously we're building up to this all season because they had been having their beef.
They had been going at it all season.
There is some background though because I talked to Yes, sidebar, a little tea here. And I was like, babe, how the season, Yes is a good friend of mine and I love him to death. I was like, how'd it go? Da, 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 da. He was like, Anissa, you know, definitely called out Wes, basically. So he was just like, not bit off more than I could chew, but he definitely like stuck his foot in his mouth with that elimination of like, he said he had egged that on. So
he did. He had kept it going all season and it was back and forth and back and forth between the two. But you know how Wes is like,
yeah,
master manipulator, mind puppet. You know what I mean? So it's
yeah.
It sucks because Yes is so nice, and I feel like he didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings either.
I know.
So it just sucked. The whole thing sucked. I just hate the challenge in general.
I know. I get it. No, I so get it.
Too. It's hard to really not be emotionally invested. I don't know how people walk through like with an iron soul. Like, how does this not affect you? I mean, I'm actually
sitting on baby children. I'm certain of it.
Yeah. I want to know how you felt about seeing kind of a different side of Yes during this elimination. I mean, he's talking that shit.
I know. It was almost a little uncomfortable to watch because it felt like it was not natural for him to be that way.
Oh, he has in him.
See, but this is the first time I'm meeting him.
Oh, like when he won All Stars 1, he was talking so much shit and there was nobody around too for half. He was like, yeah, give me this shit. This shit's, y'all want to take this? Because he had no one to, when it's just you again or someone else, I think it brings out more in you. Mm-hmm. You know, like we don't walk around. I mean, Sylvia, you've been in really physical eliminations. Like you don't walk around like rah, rah, rah. But then when you get in there, it's like,
yeah, I'm this different person. I guess you're right. I've never seen it from that. But for me, meeting Yes for the first time, you know, going through the season with him, mm-hmm. he just never had an aggressive, to me, never felt like an aggressive bone in his body. And then I see him up on this platform. Mm-hmm. Oh, motherfuck this. Fuck you. Like, come on, bring it on. I'm like, this almost looks a little awkward for you because you don't look like you're in your element of comfortableness.
Right, right,
so,
right.
You know,
strategy, it could have been totally. Like bigging him up, like trying to big himself up. Like you got it. Like,
right.
A little self-talk.
And that I do. Yeah. And that I do. I know. I'm like, okay, Sylvia, come on. You got this. Just one more. Right. Just one more. Just one more. You've got it. Keep going. Don't quit. So I understand that form of it.
Well, it also helped that the elimination before, Jordan was talking all that shit to Darrell. And so you kind of get that in your mind.
And I think he kind of took that from it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you see that being successful in that area. And obviously Jordan was smaller. So it kind of is like, all right, let me try it again. Let's give it a go. But that elimination was crazy. And you know what? I just love that. Like, obviously, there was just a lot of balls. Like, Jonna had balls to fucking throw herself down there. Wes threw himself down there for Brad. Like, you in the authority, you guys have this really great opportunity because you have people who are willing to throw themselves in, which is amazing. But, you know, now this is over. We see who goes home. We see Jonna and Wes come back into the game. And now, next episode, you're going to be able to sabotage. Are you nervous? Because the pressure doesn't stop.
Guys, I'm a shit show. And like I said, I am not really good at making decisions. I'm really just not. It takes me at least 2 hours to figure out what I want to eat for dinner when we go out. So like, this isn't good. I'm like, babe, you got to figure it out. You know, I can't do this. Like, it's too much pressure. Too much pressure. So
I get it.
I love the fact that I won because that meant I was safe from this elimination. However, I know that going into this next challenge, I'm going to have to sabotage somebody and the numbers are getting bare, you know, like we're slimming out here real quick. And the people that, you know, I would easily throw it on because I just, you know, I don't really have any sort of friendship with them. It's getting to that point.
The lines have been
getting to that point.
The cool thing is that the lines were drawn kind of early, which early is nice on. Because then you guys get the opportunity to just, you don't have to be fake. You just kind of get to, you know, collect people that will work with you in times that you need them and then just target the other side. But
right.
Yeah.
And I'm not an ass kisser, so I'm not going to go around trying to figure that out. If you want to throw me in. And honestly, I'd prefer to be called in rather than choose somebody because I've got nothing to lose at that point.
100%. Yeah. Did you go into this thinking it was going to be a little different than the flagship challenge or did you go in?
I didn't thinking it was going to be very similar to the flagship challenge. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it was a little eerie too, because everybody was almost getting along too well. You're like, are we here to have fun? What are we doing here? Gotcha. Like, let me know. So I don't really know how to take it.
But I think that's how it used to be. That we would like party and have a good time and like love each other. But then when it came down and true rivalries were just that, those people did not like each other. And then we'd go and we'd play. Mm. And then we'd come back in the house, we'd party. Like,
I just don't really like Kellyanne and I just, I think personalities get along and then some personalities just, you know, don't. And I think our two personalities
and don't force it.
And I just, I can't, and I tried several times, God willing, I really tried. I just, there's just something about it. her.
Listen, you don't got to vibe with everybody. You weren't brought on here to be friends with everybody anyway.
I mean, in life, we don't like everyone. I don't, and we don't have to.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we're not in elementary school anymore. Like, you're, you know.
Oh, no, I didn't like people then either. you're not gonna like everybody, and that's part of it. And yeah, I think that's what makes it so real, watching these kind of relationships unfold or never fold or get in there. You know what I'm trying to say? Never.
Yeah.
These relationships that never, you know, really mesh, personalities don't work out.
And there was just the one, because I think for the most part through the whole house, I could get along with everybody except for the one, and it just was like pulling teeth to even be in the same room. So
right
it was that.
When you were last on Final Reckoning before this, right?
Yeah. So that was the one I lost.
Okay, so that was a while ago, but like not that far in comparison to some of these OGs who haven't been on in a long, long time. Like, did you
Cynthia
feel like
and Rodney years, right, like years. Decades?
Decades, like, yeah.
Okay, that's exactly. Maybe not that long.
Yeah. Did you feel like you had like an upper hand in a sense because of that?
I think that mentally, I don't think so, just because I never try to say that I've got an advantage on anybody. Mm-hmm. You don't know how strong somebody really is, right, whether it be physically or mentally. Like, I feel like you can be physically tougher, you know what I mean? But mentally, if you can't break somebody mentally, then you just, you know, that's going to be a tough battle.
Right.
Speaking from experience with myself, I feel, again, like that's one of those things that people look at me and they're like, oh, I could probably, but mentally,
you're
I have
in.
Been through so much. You're going to have to do a lot more than what you think you're going to have to do to beat me mentally.
No.
Good for you.
That's right, Sylvia. I tell them I've been through more emotional pain. You think this elimination is going to kill me?
Right. Like, man, bruises heal. All right.
Right.
But the mental and emotional strain that I've gone through, y'all going to have to do a lot more than bruise me.
Right. Like, I know that's right, Sylvia. I never want to go into elimination against you. If you hear that out there,
you don't.
Sylvia, we're just going to be on the same side. Okay. I want you on my side, on my back. I can carry you. We'll be fine. We will be fine.
Aw. Well, we're really happy that you were able to come back on, because obviously it's been a minute since we've seen you and you've blessed our screens. And All-Stars 3 is absolutely incredible. It's my favorite All-Stars yet, except for the one Anissa was on, because I love Anissa. Shout out to my girl, Anissa.
Oh, thanks, girl. Because I was about, you know, I get hurt on the inside sometimes, but I'm just kidding. No, All-Stars 3 is nice. It's nice when incredible. I'm not on it, too. So just take a break and a breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Watch y'all do that shit.
Well, since it's All-Stars 3, we have one final question for you. If you were making a team with three other competitors, who would you choose? Who do you think would best complement your strengths and your weaknesses?
I don't know. Oh, this is so hard.
You can get through anything.
You know I can't make decisions. I would like to draw out of a hat and where we let the cards lie where they lie.
Okay,
how
about
this? Strategy.
What if you had to pick them from this season?
From this season, obviously, I'm going to go Kayla.
Okay.
You know, I just think that she was such a strong, just ally for me. I loved everything about it. She's political. She's great at that. Sometimes when, you know, she doesn't get in trouble with her mouth, but
I love
so,
her mouth.
I know, I love her for that.
Yeah.
And then I think as far as I need a male side, so I feel like Wes has such a good, and I know I hate it, I don't want to give him his props, but Wes's political mental game on people is unmatched.
It's great.
You know?
Yeah.
I know. So I just feel like I'd have to choose Wes. I really would.
You get to pick another guy.
Okay. So who would the fourth person be?
Okay, so I'd have to choose Bubbles Darrell, just because I feel like he would be kind of one of those partners that if you are starting to feel a little bit defeated, he's gonna build you back up, you know. He's gonna be like, come on, you've got this. So I feel like he would be a partner that I have to have on my team.
Yeah.
Bubbles.
Have you ever seen him from behind?
Oh, have you ever seen him from behind?
Oh, his cute little buns.
Oh,
his bubble buns.
I thought you meant because of that wig with the tongue flick. Oh, that's Daryl. Yeah. That's Daryl. That's my man. So that's my main man, Daryl, at the party.
That shit is so funny. I can't get over that.
It's the funny. I wish he brought, I mean.
I want him to make an Instagram for Daryl.
Oh, my gosh, wait.
I think he should do all cameos in Daryl.
Yeah.
I may pay for a cameo just to see that dirty little man. And I'm surprised the wig lasted 3 seasons.
Oh, it was on the first 2 seasons too?
Yeah, girl, we had a 90s party and he came in a male jumper onesie. Like a short jumper.
Go back and watch.
Daryl is a reoccurring cast member. Yeah.
Oh my God, you have to watch it. You would have loved it. That was the one where people were like, I thought we were just playing hopscotch. No, bitch. We're playing the challenge, but we also had red wine too, girl, in the beginning. Uh-huh. I knew that would get you.
Hold it out this whole time.
Yeah.
No, they just did it once and they were like, yeah, we're never going to do that again. We tried it, but yeah.
Yeah.
What was amazing having you, Sylvia. I haven't seen you since I was on my scooter a couple years ago in the lobby in New York.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. It's been so
Sylvia
long.
Was giving me life. She was life giving me life lessons and Aww. Friend coaching.
I was.
Yeah, it I doesn't was? Matter.
You guys got to remember, I'm pretty sure I passed out drunk in a bathroom at a bar on that night. So.
I think you did actually pass out somewhere. I couldn't make it out because I was on my scooter.
Hey, it's amazing. It's amazing, and we support you. And honestly, we're just happy that you're back on our screens. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you guys for having me.
Yes. Where can people follow you on Instagram? Give us something to latch to.
Latch to?
I don't even remember my Instagram name. It's Syl_Marie_88. I know, I'm so original.
All right, cool. Well, we're gonna send you lots of pictures of love, whatever that means to whoever awesome. Sends it. You know, it's up for interpretation. So thank you so much, Sylvia. It's seriously been
thank you guys.
Great talking to you.
All
Enjoy
right, your bye, day. Y'all. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Attention, all challenge fans. There is a ton of great challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
That was an informative and delightful interview with Sylvia. She is such a joy and quite the player.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to see her on All Stars 3 and hear her opinion on things.
Me too. And I think the way she not downplays herself, but yeah, downplays herself is part of her strategy. And I do find her to be a good strategist. So I enjoy watching her. I cannot wait to see what she does with that sabotage. And I mean, we already said it, but All Stars 3 is amazing.
I think you should be. Are you taking notes this season or no?
I have a tiny little plunger that I'm taking notes with right here. So we'll talk about that after. Don't worry. We'll explain that in future episodes. Anissa, where can people follow you and send you love?
Under the plunger.
Okay, great.
You can follow me on Instagram at Anissa MTV. That's AnneesaMTV. And please send your listener questions. Tori, where can we find you and follow you and love you and send you pictures of plungers?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Tori_Deal. You can also go on Amazon and then type in little plunger and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's really
Oh my God, it's because you're the plumber.
Yeah.
Season 37.
Yeah, you get
I
it.
I see what you did.
So yeah, you can follow me on Instagram or you can do us a bigger favor and rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts because, you know, we love you guys. We love to hear what you think, especially if it's positive feedback.
Yes. So make sure you're catching new episodes of All Stars 3 on Paramount Plus. And we'll see you back here next Thursday for an all-new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.